Welcome back to the Stone Creek Coffee Podcast, episode 4. We are talking water today. I'm Drew.
I'm Christian.
Coming out of cold brew, one of the most important things we even thought of during that episode for brewing is water. And water, by and large, is one of the most ignored aspects of brewing. People talk a lot about the coffee and the grind, and those are episodes to themselves. But even beyond that, you can't take those things and really capitalize into an amazing brew if your water goes awry.
I would say that water is probably the most underappreciated variable that people think about when brewing good coffee at home. And it's usually the factor that makes coffee taste better in cafe than it does at home. There's a lot going on in any given water. Every single area of town is just a little bit different. And what's interesting is that a lot of coffee shops will control the water and thus have ideal brewing water for coffee. And a lot of other industry, wine industry, beer industry, they look at the TDS of the water, which means total dissolved solids. And actually, a lot of what's going on in there can directly impact the way that whatever you're brewing tastes. And when we just put any old tap water in our coffee brewers at home, we don't think about the results. We don't think about the consequences of what that does to our cup.
I hear a lot, or I've heard sometimes from customers, and even struggled with this myself for a while, in that I would go to a high-quality coffee roaster and get a V60, and I'm like, oh, this is so good. Buy the beans, take it home, and then I can't have that same experience at home because the water quality is different from the cafe to the house. And Christian, like you said, because of the way that cafes, at least good cafes, are monitoring closely the buildup of their water to allow for optimal brewing. Let's start with the ideal water scenario. What does it take, or what are we looking for at Stone Creek Coffee in order to bring out the most of our beans in brewing?
So what we're looking for is water that has about 100 to 150 parts per million of dissolved solids, TDS, total dissolved solids. It might seem counterintuitive to have something in the water, but there are a lot of things inside the coffee that need something for the particles of flavor to bind onto. So using just distilled water doesn't give you necessarily the best result. So you need something that has a little bit of mineral content in it. What the two biggest culprits of bad water quality are chlorine, fluorine, so things that add foreign flavor to the water, and then scale or calcium, which diminishes a lot of the flavor, acidity, and thus body inside of the coffee.
We experience this a lot in our Lake Country cafes, Delafield and Oconomowoc. They have such bad scale in that area that we have to filter the living daylights out of the water. Otherwise, it just trashes our machinery, and it totally impacts the final cup. And I lived out in Oconomowoc for a while, and if you just leave water in your kettle, like if you're constantly brewing the tap water out there, it coats the inside of your kettle, your gooseneck, and will actually eventually clog up the spout.
For those of you that don't know, Oconomowoc is a suburb of Milwaukee, about 40 miles outside of the city.
Yes. To the west, five O's, Oconomowoc. It took me forever to learn to spell.
Yeah, it's interesting. The water out there, we took a couple different measurements, and we have really cool water a water refractometer, which measures the electron current through water. And I think Delafield at one time was about 400 parts per million. Oconomowoc was somewhere between 350 and 400, depending on time of year. And it's way too much of a mineral deposit out there. And just as a barista, like whenever I went and got a cup of coffee out there, we were always trying to figure out, I was like, this coffee tastes weird. The espresso doesn't taste quite right. What's going on out here? Turns out the water was the biggest culprit there.
As a coffee company, when we're encountered with that sort of barrier to success, what kind of filtration does it take if you're a coffee shop looking to overcome that sort of crap?
I got schooled pretty heavily on water filtration over the last couple of years, and what we need to do is actually remove all the scale that's out there. So we invest in these really awesome, they're called Best Max, their positive ion exchange. What happens is that they bind to the scale that's inside the water, and what it does is it pulls all of it out, so what you're left with is just the core kind of base minerals that are inside of the water, but ideal brewing water. And it's night and day with those kind of filters. So what we're looking for when we're doing very complex water filtration is we're looking for somewhere between 100 and 150 parts per million, enough so there's a buffer, again, in the way to kind of prevent everything from extracting out, and enough to provide kind of those chemical reactions going on, but not too much that it gets in the way.
With that information, we don't just want to say, well, this is how to do it in a cafe, although some of you, that may be important for you. Mainly, we want to try and help you figure out how to brew those beans at home in the way that they tasted at the cafe. So we're trying to solve that problem of coffee tasted great at the cafe, doesn't taste so great now. Why is that? So we want to talk about filtration and the kind of water that you should use at home. And then we also want to talk about temperature. So let's start with filtration. There's a whole lot of home filters available on the market. There's pitchers, there's the pure ones that attach to your faucet. And some of those work better than others. And then there actually may be some better options available to you as well.
What I'd recommend to do is to not go whole hog right away, because you might not know exactly where your water is. So the first thing that I would maybe experiment with is trying to find a purified water that's available at a grocery store. Super easy. There are tons of purified waters that are available on the market that kind of fit the spec that we're looking for, 100 to 150 parts per million. Look for purified. Don't look for distilled. Once you're getting further into it, you could look to a on-the-tap filtration system, and you're looking for something that will pull scale out of the water. There are a lot of taste and odor filters that are not actually complex enough to get what we need out of the water, because we need to pull that calcium out. So just a normal carbon filter isn't enough. So you have to read the package and make sure you're buying something that actually works for pulling out scale. Otherwise, you're just kind of making a problem no better.
So if you're going to buy water, if you're going to try and source water for brewing, which we highly recommend just in terms of general ease to make sure you get the right thing, you go to the grocery store and there's a whole myriad of options available to you. And Christian already said, avoid distilled. That's really, really important. And then I would just recommend buying several bottles from different brands, different companies, and then brew with those. Experiment with them, compare them, and see what's going to work best for you and what do you like better. Because a lot of the sort of commercial bottled water can work really, really well for you, but it's going to, because every water is a little bit different, it's going to impact the cup a little bit. So just see what you like.
So as Drew mentioned, avoid distilled. Also avoid spring water, because that's just something bottled up at some random spring. You don't really know the mineral content or things that are going on there. Look for purified water.
Let's say you've gone to the store now, you've got your purified water, or maybe you came into one of our cafes and got some water from us, because we'd be happy to just fill up your jug of water to make it better for your brewing. We'll provide that service to you gladly in the name of coffee love. Now it's time to brew. Brew temperature, the temperature of the water at which you brew, is very, very important, and I think generally ignored by the public as well if you're doing hand brewing. A lot of coffee brewers are set to sort of a default that can range anywhere from 190 degrees to...
It could be set all the way up to about 212 degrees boiling point. And what happens is that the water inside the machine is heated either too cool or too hot, and by not controlling those variables, you actually get a lot of negative notes extracted from the coffee that aren't ideal. So what you're looking for when you're trying to brew at ideal temperature is you're looking for something between 195 and 205 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's not just because we're being really anal about our temperatures. It's because scientifically, that's when the best stuff is extracted out of coffee. So your good flavor elements, your sweetness, your acidity, if you go too hot, you actually get too much bitter. If you're too cool, you don't get enough. You have to lengthen your brewing time. You still don't get a full extraction. So when we're saying we really need to be brewing at 195 to 205, it's a rule for those of us that live in specialty coffee.
Mm. And if you go in a lot of specialty coffee shops, you actually can look back and see their water towers and see what they're set at. I was in a coffee roaster here in Milwaukee last week that wasn't Stone Creek, and I actually looked at their water tower. It was set at 206, which is probably a little high for us, but actually by the time they pull it out of the machine and actually start brewing, that water is probably going to be around 203, 204, so it should be just fine.
I'll put little forewarnings out there that there are some brew methods that don't actually brew to normal brewing temperature standards. One of them is your normal percolator, and what happens there is that you're taking water and you're boiling it, and then you're putting it over the coffee grounds and pouring it over the coffee grounds, and they're using a mixture of water and coffee. Putting that over the coffee grounds, it doesn't make an ideal cup. Some people love it, and so if you love it, like, more power to you. Go for it. Like, brew your coffee that way. But you're missing certain flavor notes that you're never going to get.
Just generally, any brewing you have to do over a campfire that involves water bubbling is probably not the best for drawing out the ideal aspects of a coffee. But hey, I'll tell you what, burnt coffee while camping sure beats no coffee at all.
If you're curious about like what your brewer is doing at home, a very simple fix is if you have a kitchen thermometer, just stick it underneath the water when it's brewing, like into the brew chamber. Some coffee pots allow for it, some don't, but it's always eye-opening to see where coffee pots are brewing. We had one sitting around the Stone Creek Coffee Factory a couple years ago, pulled it out, it was brewing at like 210 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm. I will say that I went and I bought an inexpensive coffee brewer from a large chain store, took it home. This mister of coffee brewer, as some might say, you know, you kind of have low expectations because they really don't brew. Or they have so much on the market. And turns out, like, I put my at-home thermometer in it, brewing at ideal temperature. So I got a real steal for $30 at a coffee brewer that actually brews coffee extremely well at home.
The biggest issue you faced with that, though, was the extraction, making sure you get the proper agitation on the grounds, because the head that distributed the water over the grounds didn't actually disperse the water with enough force to cause agitation to get the extraction level that Christian wanted. So what he had to do was actually open up the lid, stir it a little bit during brewing, and then he was good to go.
That's another podcast.
Yeah. Home brewing is fun.
One of the big myths that I think a lot of people are working with, and Drew, I wonder if you've had any experience with this, is does it really make a difference what kind of water you put into your kettle, you put in your pot, on your stovetop when you're brewing coffee? Like, does it matter if you should have cold water coming out of the tap or if you start with hot water? You know, you can kind of get it at a head start, and, you know, it shouldn't really make a difference, but does it make a difference if you take hot water or cold water?
Yeah, if you're taking it directly from the tap, I would always go cold water, and that's because cold water is generally going to be a little bit fresher moving through your pipes. Hot water will give you just probably a little bit quicker time in terms of boiling, but the hot water has been sitting in your hot water heater for a while and has been subject to that metallic contact, and so it's going to probably have just a little bit more of a metal taste in your mouth versus the cold water, which has been running a little bit more. It's less liable to that sort of stagnant taste profile. When you're on this journey to try and discover, hey, how am I going to get the best water into my house? Sometimes it may require, or if you're just super curious, you may want to pursue getting your water tested. How would you go about that?
There are a number of services, and Milwaukee is super lucky. We have the College of Freshwater Sciences from University of Milwaukee available to us. There are a number of services. You can send off a little sample of water and they'll tell you what your TDS is in your own pipes. If you're super geeky, you could spend $50 and get a water refractometer. They're not super expensive, but they'll tell you exactly what the TDS is of your water.
Water, super important, can jack your cup of coffee if you don't pay it the attention it deserves. You're looking for something that is filtered, that's purified. If you're going to buy it from the store, try not to get just straight spring. Do not get distilled. You're looking at that proper brew temperature for your water, so 195 to 205. If your tap's already set, definitely start it cold, not hot. And if you have any other questions about water, what would help you in brewing, definitely reach out to us. You can email us at podcast@stonecreekcoffee.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at Stone Creek Coffee with one E at the end. Or you can even, if you just want to take a picture of your water and send it to us, we'll analyze how beautiful your picture is on Instagram, also at Stone Creek Coffee. 2 weeks from today, per the request of Matthew Monkey over Twitter, we will be discussing manual brew methods, pros and cons, and then our favorites. So we want to really parse out some of the benefits and the negatives of each manual brew method, or at least the popular ones, and then we'll talk about what we like and why it is we like it, and why maybe we brew with those every day, because I have one I go to every single day.
I'm pretty excited to talk about this topic. Got a lot of things I've been experimenting with recently, and there's a ton of things out there. So thanks, Matthew, for this topic. And if you're interested in us talking about something else related to coffee, just tweet at us.
And you can always hit us up on email, podcast@stonecreekcoffee.com. Thanks for listening. Till next time, we're geeks.
And we're talking coffee.
Cool.